I'd just like to point out, in chapter 3, when the woman saw that it was pleasing to the eye and good for food. When you go back to chapter 2, verse 9, and the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food, other than that it was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There was no difference between it and the other trees in the garden. It's just Satan played up the looks and how good it was for food compared to the other trees. Otherwise, they were basically the same. They were the same.
Everything was there, John has said, that they needed. Now, I want you to, this evening, just think a little bit. We heard about the voice of God earlier. Someone was speaking about it, of God being able to communicate. We saw in verse 8 that they hid themselves, or they attempted to. I do want to say this. I want to say this, dear young people. When Satan comes to attack you, he doesn't come up and tap you on the shoulder and say, you know, I want to introduce myself. I'm Satan. I'm here to trip you up today. I'm here to destroy. Remember how he appeared to Eve as the serpent, a glorious, beautiful, the most beautiful animal that was in that garden. I don't know what you think. I don't think she had any idea who she was talking with. She was talking with a glorious creature, and there was this communication going on. Let's take that in our memory with us, that Satan doesn't attack us in a way that he says to us, I'm Satan. He is a deceiver. He is the disguiser. He is he comes as of light. Angel of light, you see. This is the way he approaches today. But God, it says in verse 9, called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? What strong words are these? Adam, I hold you accountable. I'm really not concerned about your fig leaves. They don't do you one bit of good. The things that you've sown up, the things that you've made, I see right through all of this. Where are you? And then we remember that Adam began to blame. And then Eve began to blame. And I wonder if there's some times when we, instead of accepting the responsibility of our own actions, well, that was John's fault. John caused that problem, or Emil, or Chuck, or whoever. How important. You don't blame someone else for your failure. When I have failed, I must own before the Lord that I am personally responsible for the failure and the breakdown in my life. You and I have the Spirit of God dwelling in us. We have the completed Word of God, you see. But it was a terrible ending that they came to. And God, it says in verse 21 that we looked at, chapter 3, he said unto Adam and to his wife, did the Lord make coats of skins and clothe them? Go ahead, John.
Really quickly, I think this is important. There's a conversation now that happens between God and Adam, and then God and Eve. And the order is exactly what I just said. First of all, it was God to Adam. And Adam is looked at and viewed as by God as the responsible head of creation. Did God know how this all happened? Of course he did. Okay? But the first thing he does is he addresses Adam because he's the responsible head, and then flows down. So he is responsible. It's going to come up, and that's why I want that to be established, that Adam is the responsible head of this creation.
I was going to go to verse 22, where it mentions how Jehovah Elohim notices that man could stretch out his hand and take of the tree of life and eat. And for us to think that we would be stuck in these mortal bodies to live forever this way is a very sad thought. Most of you know I've been sick more than most of you can imagine. But the thing is that man would have done that out of fear, out of the fear of death that God had just mentioned to him. And if man took that into his hands before letting the Lord create a way, then we would be stuck in these bodies living forever with sin still in our lives. But thankfully, the Lord, in his grace and mercy, moved man out of the way, out of the reach of the tree, and protected him from it, which would have ultimately led to his downfall.
I have a question from a sister. If Adam and Eve were allowed to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, wouldn't they have known that the serpent tried to deceive Eve? If God knew about Satan, wouldn't he have tried to prepare Adam and Eve to not be deceived?
Well, I have only the record of what God has given me.
Yeah.
I don't have the record of what God has not told me. And I don't have an answer as to why God did not prepare them in this way. I also have a question here. Could they, Adam and Eve, talk to the animals? Well, it's obvious that there was communication between Satan through the serpent and Eve. I don't understand anything beyond that. I doubt that there's anybody else in this room that does. I do have the record that I need of what took place there. You see, it says here she should have been suspicious that something that there's something wrong here. Well, I mean, I can sit and say that. I can think along those lines. She probably should have been. What I have the record of is the fall of man. I have the record of how the first head fell. And when he fell, you and I fell with him. This is the fall. It's denied by circles all around us today. You know, you run into people that say there's a little bit of good, there's a little spark of good in every man. Scripture teaches me it's exactly the opposite. There is none good, no, not one. And we could quote the rest of those verses if there was time. But I think it's important to see the ending of this, because something is going to have to happen. We've talked earlier that there's a plan. There's a God that has a plan, a blueprint of what he's going to do. And now the man that he has put upon this earth has failed. And we find in verse 24, what a terrible thing it says. It doesn't say that he suggested to Adam and Eve, it's time for you to go. It's a little bit stronger than that. He drove out the man. He drove him out. His purposes are not thwarted. This is what we want to see. And tomorrow we will come then in this grand master plan to the incarnation, to the Lord Jesus, the Creator, coming into his own creation that he might redeem a people out of this fallen creation for himself. If you'll be brief.
I'll be very brief. We skipped over the fact that the Lord made a sacrifice and he clothed them with the skins. And we need to focus on that. I think in the future we'll be able to reflect on it, that the Lord did a sacrifice for their sins.
That's a beautiful Bible study.
Yeah, that's the wonder too, and that's the help for tonight in your devotions, that we ran out of time a little this afternoon, but tonight in your, or this morning, tonight in your devotions, these are points that can be taken up, and I'm sure you'll find others that we missed.